I've had the privilege of being in and around banking for more than 50 years. Lots of changes during that time. We've gone from ledgers to laptops, typewriters to technology. One thing, however, remains the same. Banking is a people business, and I'll be talking with those people that make banking great here on Jackrats with Modern Bankers.
Hey, Jack, happy to be here with you today.
Great day. We're going to talk about a change today. You know, there's an interesting phrase in banking. Change is great as long as it doesn't affect me. And unfortunately, change is ever present. And that's true on LinkedIn as well. Our good friend Kevin Turner was on our show, my Jack Rants with Modern Banker show. We did a two-parter just a few weeks ago. It's on YouTube and it's on our podcast. If you go to our public library up there in the QR code, or if you're on the podcast, go to modernbanker.com/public library. And we did a two-parter with Kevin. And, you know, Kevin is our canary in the coal mine. He keeps us up to date on what's going on LinkedIn. Last year, 153 changes. This year, you know, over 30 already. And so we're going to talk about that to Bryn, with Bryn. And certainly, Bryn, you know, you as well as Kevin and others stay up to date on what's going on LinkedIn. And that's some of the things I want to talk about today. But I got to start. You know, people often say, you know, this whole thing around the customer experience, it sounds fluffy to me. And people are starting to write that. So let's get more specific. The customer experience is important, but mm-hmm. too often it gets to be kind of like fluffy and kumbaya moments. So earlier this week, I went and got a golf club fitting, and it's never happened before, never done this before. And I went to a company called PXG. Parsons Extreme Golf. Bob Parsons started this company a number of years ago. He's a veteran. He started GoDaddy.com, sold that, and loved golf, spent thousands of dollars on golf clubs and could never find the ones he wanted. So he starts PXG. Some of the pros are using PXG. The irons are fabulous. And so I went and got fitted. It's the first time I've ever gotten fitted. And I played golf for 60 years. And I got to tell you, Bryn, unbelievable experience. You walk in, they give you water, they sit down, they talk about your game. And we went through that a lot. And he asked me a ton of questions. It was terrific. It was like Columbo. And then we went in and I warmed up. And then I hit a bunch of clubs with a bunch of different shafts, got my clubs, bada bing, I'm out there, I'm out of there. And in probably 10 days, I get them back and I get to go. They won't ship them to my house. They make me go back to PXG so that I can try them and make sure that that they work. So, Bryn, you play tennis, and I would guess it would be the same in tennis. My wife played tennis a number of years. And getting fitted for a tennis racket sounds weird, but it's important because your swing is different. How you hit the ball is different. And these experiences, Bryn, are absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's how tight are the strings,
you know, there you go.
And what strings are we using? But yeah, absolutely. And the more you care about your client and their outcome, the more successful you are. And that's all about building the right rapport and relationship. So I love that.
That's very true. And by the way, this is his business card. It's a golf ball marker.
I love it. That's brilliant.
So, Bryn, like it or not, LinkedIn is going to continue to change things. One of the things before we start, let me be global with you. Maybe you know the reason and maybe you don't, but when LinkedIn does change something, I'll give you an example. We're doing a public workshop right now, and last Tuesday, Bryn showed us something new in your messaging or in your network tab. And she had something that I don't. So Bryn, let me ask you a question. LinkedIn makes a lot of changes. How do they decide who gets it first and how does this rollout typically happen?
Well, I'm not sure how they decide generally, because every department decides differently. But what I will say is that typically there are specific servers. So our profiles, I mean, I'm sure they have tens of thousands of servers. I believe they're all on Amazon Web Services, right? So AWS is the host of LinkedIn. And so our profiles all live on different servers. There's literally physical servers, believe it or not, where all this rolls out. So they will roll out by server. Now, sometimes I'll see that things rolled out in just Australia and they're testing it. And then sometimes it rolls out and sometimes it just disappears from Australia because they didn't like the feature or how it worked. So often when there's a new feature, you're either lucky or you're not. Now, at one point, I used to get all the new stuff. I felt like I was on a really special server, and I still get things early, but there are definitely people that get things before I do. The nice thing, so we talked about Kevin in the beginning, is Kevin is a magnet for new features, not just for himself, but he talks about capturing things in the wild. When any of us see something new, the first thing we do is let Kevin know. So he is curating all of these changes regardless of how it's being rolled out.
And some of these changes are, some of them are a big deal, which is the first one we're going to talk about. You know, I love Creator Mode. It came on several years ago. It was really developed for people who are creators on LinkedIn, who are very substantially on LinkedIn and do a lot of work on LinkedIn. And there's a tab, a toggle that you have to turn on. And there's certain criteria that I think you need to make. If you don't have the right number of connections or followers, it's just ridiculous to be on Creator Mode. It makes you look bad. Creator Mode, Bryn, is going away. What does that mean? That's a big deal.
Yeah, so a few things. Creator Mode, some of the things that happened is when you went on Creator Mode, your connection button turned to a follow button. Your about section moved down and your content moved up into the profile. You also got access to, we have lives, right? So live streaming, audio rooms, newsletters. So as Creator Mode is now sunsetted, what's happening is everyone on LinkedIn will have access to live streaming and audio rooms and newsletters, right? So while Creator Mode is going away, many of its features are just being rolled out on everybody's profile. The second thing is, and I like this piece, is you can choose follow or connect. So for me, I've maxed at my 30,000 connections. I have to delete connections to accept connections. So I'll keep follow. But for a lot of folks that are creator mode, they want those connections. So I actually like that becomes a thing. Other things are going away, like the hashtags on what subjects are you talking about. I really liked that because it allowed you to have five topics to be found on that. Other things are rolling out that I think are really, that we'll talk about, that kind of make up for that. But as far as Creator Mode, those are going away. The one, and this piece I'm a little sad about, but it is what it is now the About section will be the first section and it's fixed. So we won't be able to have our content above that About section anymore. So those are the changes. Yeah,
well, go ahead. And that means, Bryn, that the About section that so many people don't have anything on becomes so much more important, doesn't it?
That's very true. Absolutely. So you want to make sure that the About section is really working for you. We really look at the profile as this your landing page. So if your About section is solely focused on your mission, your passion, your vision, and it's not focused on helping or being a resource to your buyers or your prospects, it's kind of working against you. So we want, absolutely, this is the opportunity to really hone in that about section and start with, what is the challenge your buyers are facing? What are some insights you can provide for them that gets them thinking differently about their current bank, about their current banking relationship, right? And then you can talk about how you help and a call to action and your contact information. But yep.
So before we leave creator mode and go on to the next thing, we talk about creator mode going away. That must mean, let me put it in the form of a question. What does that mean for every LinkedIn member? Does that mean that everybody will be able to do newsletters, letters? Everybody will be able to do live? Okay.
Yep, that's exact. So I would say creator mode and traditional mode are merging versus creator mode going away. But the little toggle will be gone.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, let's talk about, you mentioned hashtags. What's another thing that's going to be changed around the hashtags?
So hashtags are being minimized completely by LinkedIn, which kind of makes me sad. And I always wonder, like, what are they thinking? Because every other platform has such a strong emphasis on hashtags. And the reason we use hashtags is because it identifies the topics that we're talking about. So people that follow those hashtags will be alerted when there's content. All of that seems to be sunsetting. Now, you can still use hashtags, and if people look up hashtags, your content will be found. But LinkedIn is really, they've stopped recommending hashtags on posts. They're not automatically feeding content to people that are following hashtags based on that. You can still search them and still find it, and I'll still continue to use them, at least for now. But LinkedIn has really de-emphasized the value of a hashtag.
Interesting. The next one is something that I've done briefly, badly, and most people don't even know it exists. There is a tab, a page, an area that's called Services Provided. Talk about that and the changes that are going to go on there.
Well, so I'm actually very excited about this, and I have a story that I will tell. But there was a gray box that lived under in your, like, the top of the fold, and in that gray box you could click through, and it had providing services, and you could, this was your opportunity to talk about your products and services. You could talk about treasury services. You could talk about business lines of credit, right? That this is the area that said, what are your services? But it looked different than everything else on the profile, and very few people ever clicked through it. It was actually morphed from something called ProFinder. So 10 or 12 years ago, they rolled out this ProFinder, find a pro. I was very fortunate that I had that. But it wasn't so simple as to find, as if you were looking for the pro, how to go about doing that. So they've improved that, and I'll kind of back end that after I talk about this. So this providing services is now its own section. Now, I'm not sure if this has been rolled out to everyone yet. I have it, and every day more and more people seem to be getting it. And what this does is it allows people to click through and request a proposal. This is absolutely incredibly powerful. So I have, I said 10 or 12 years, but the first proposal I ever got requested from ProFinder was 7 years ago, because I can go back and I can look at that. So it lived on my profile, and then 7 years ago, someone requested a proposal, and I can look through. And most were just kind of playing and testing and not really serious. And then nothing happened for a few years. And then 4 years ago, I got a proposal. Anyway, so it didn't turn into anything. Well, 3 weeks ago, I had a request for a proposal, and I responded as I always do. And I got the job. And I did a keynote in Atlantic City last week. And they're amazing people and an amazing client. And I think they're going to continue to work with us. So really excited about that. And that made me think, boy, this is amazing. So I said, how did you find this? How did you find me? There is a new search, which I didn't have, and now I do, but she had it. When you search in the free LinkedIn, so if you go into your search bar and hit enter, there is now a service filter. So you can go in and say, service, and what am I looking for? So LinkedIn trainer, New Jersey is what she put in, and she found me, right? So you can go in and, you know, request services, which means people can request yours. So if, let's say, now you may get shoppers, right? This may be rate sensitive people, because otherwise they would just go to their current bank. But it is a great opportunity to start conversations with folks. So it's really important that you go in, and in a few weeks, Jack and I are going to be recording a training on how to put this together. And for our members, we'll have that out there. But really important that you're taking advantage of this, for sure.
Wow. Well, this is really interesting, because as you were talking, I'm on my LinkedIn. I do have the services tab. And as I'm clicking through, I can see people who provide services. And then you can actually go down. You can say consulting services, coaching, marketing, et cetera.
Training. Yeah.
Outstanding. This is really, really good. And again, that's rolled out a little bit, but eventually that'll be rolled out to everybody. And that's going to be an important thing for bankers to think 100%. About what they put there in those services. And I would caution bankers, once you look at this and you say services, and then you start thinking about products, forget that. Think about the seven basic financial needs that businesses have. Manage their growth, manage their cash, manage information, et cetera. Think of a way to market yourself around how you help, not the products that you provide. And that's, again, something we'll probably want to talk about.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that that's a great major topic. I will say, and we have to learn the SEO, the search engine optimization piece of this. Does it make sense to list the products under those main topics? Like, we're going to investigate on this, and Jack and I will come back and let you know what we find.
Because
I really want to also learn, what are people searching for banks? And we have to make sure that that search engine optimization is matching. But this is all new, so we'll keep you posted.
That's great. That's awesome. One of the things you and I talk about is sending video messages. But there's going to be some changes on the laptop around, I believe, connections that you want to talk about as it relates to the camera.
Well, so the one new change that's there is that you can actually take a headshot right from your desktop. You used to only be able to do it from a laptop, from a phone, or you'd have to go out. So if I smile and I hit click, I could get a headshot. Now that sounds like, well, so what? What's the big deal? Well, I do believe that this is the beginning. The fact that now, and I don't have anything behind this, but I believe the fact that LinkedIn now has the integration of your video camera and the taking pictures, eventually it'll be video, that I'm hoping, this is a hope, this isn't a, that will lead to us being able to do video messages, not just from your phone. So what we do know is the integration between LinkedIn and your desktop camera is now a thing. And so that hopefully will open a door to more video, where you could just send a video message right from your desktop and not have to worry about using your mobile.
Oh, look, that would be heaven for me, because maybe I'm old school, but I do most of my LinkedIn work on my laptop. Now, I'll look at my phone or my tablet when I'm trying to just look at things, but I won't do much on as it relates to LinkedIn, except for on my laptop. And I'll tell you the other thing that I would be excited about, if there is a connection here, think about the power of this. Think about if you are able, once someone connects with you, if you're able to send them a video message right from your laptop and thank them for connecting, boy, that's a personalization and an intimacy that's so lacking now on LinkedIn. And I'm glad they're kind of considering doing that.
Yeah.
All right, last one. And it's something that's ubiquitous now. It's AI. Talk about what's going on with AI around LinkedIn.
So I'll start with Sales Navigator just to touch on it for a moment, and then I'll go in like the LinkedIn.com. So Sales Navigator is doing incredible things with AI, including something called Account IQ, which goes out to the web and pulls in all information on industry, on company. I mean, it's absolutely phenomenal, and it creates a summary of the things that you should know about the prospect before you get on a call. Right now, it's public companies, primarily in larger companies, but it is rolling out. Okay, so that's Sales Navigator, that's premium, that's a paid subscription. What's happening inside of the free LinkedIn? Well, there are a few things. One is, and I'm not going to say that I think it's good yet, but it's starting, is that AI is helping you with your headline, with your experience and your about section. However, it is designed from a career perspective, from a job seeking perspective. So I'm just giving kind of a warning that if you are a business development banker, if you are, your prospects don't really care about your resume. They care about you as a trusted advisor and you as a resource. So although this is rolling out, I'm not recommending this to folks that are not looking for a job, because that's really what that's for. So that's number one. Number two, I have not seen this yet. Apparently Kevin found it in the wild, but where AI is helping with messages. When you write a message, that you can have it, you know, say, make this more marketing, make this more casual. And then it will help with the messaging. I do not have that. But what I do have is the number three, which is if I write a post, and by the way, this is only for premium. So I believe the messaging is you have to be paying to have access to this. But if I write a post, there's a little like rewrite with AI. Also not great yet. I'm finding ChatGPT to be more effective. And I actually like my original content more than what they change it to. However, if you want to play, I mean, I think it'll just get better, but that's what's rolling out with LinkedIn. So I would say their AI in Sales Navigator is phenomenal. Their AI in LinkedIn.com has a long way to go.
As does even ChatGPT. I'll give you an example. I'm looking here at a post from Massachusetts bankers who have congratulated a woman named Jackie Chiron, and I might not be pronouncing that correctly, at Greenfield Cooperative Bank, who has just been appointed Senior Vice President, Strategy and Implementation. At the bottom of that post, I can have there's a little like a star. It says takeaways, and I clicked on it, and I said takeaways for you from Massachusetts bankers, and it gives me a little bit of an overview of that. It also is what Jackie Chiron's role at Greenfield Cooperative Bank, and if I click on that because I'm premium and I'm Sales Navigator, Jackie has been appointed, blah, 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 and it gives a little overview of her job. Now, I don't get that on every post, Bryn, but I've
just... Yeah, I don't have it.
Yeah, I've just noticed this the last few days, and it's fascinating. It's really, really interesting, and I would think it would be a little easier then for you to copy and paste that message to Jackie and say, hey, congratulations. Obviously, you'd want to modify it or what have you, but... Lots of changes around AI in every part of the world, including LinkedIn. One of the other things I wanted to mention, and then you kind of wrap this up. I was reading in the business section of the New York Times the week of the Super Bowl, And it talked about a new Google-like thing. And I mentioned this at the public workshop the other day. It's called Perplexity. Perplexity.ai, I think, or .io, one of the two. And it is, well, let me check. I want to say this the right way. Perplexity.ai. It's a freemium product, and it's Google-like, but it also interacts with AI and gives you a lot more. It's free. I think the article said about 100,000 people are paying $20 a month to get this. I've used it a number of times because while I can't tell you who this person is, I have the most exciting interview I've ever had this evening. And the program is going to be on March 6th, Wednesday, for Jack Grants with Modern Bankers. And I've used Perplexity to give me a sense of who this person is. And it is so much better than Google. Now, Google's still the standard, of course. But Perplexity is very, very interesting. And while that's not a change on LinkedIn, Bryn, it certainly is a change on the business-to-business landscape for sure.
Yeah, I just looked at Perplexity. Very cool. Yeah, very cool.
It's very, very different.
It's a hybrid. It looks like Google and ChatGPT had a baby.
Yeah. That's a great way to put it. That is a great way to put it. Well, Bryn, anything else on changes to LinkedIn or anything else you want to mention?
You know, I think we mentioned the big ones. I just reiterate, go find Kevin D. Turner on LinkedIn and follow him, because that's mostly where we find the new features kind of when we're exploring on our own, but we stay really plugged in to Kevin for finding things that we haven't seen that have not rolled out for us yet. So
yeah, there you go. Well, great program, Bryn. Great to see you. I guess if it's Thursday, it's Jack Grants with Bryn. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for joining us for Jack Grants with Bryn, brought to you by our good friends at Vertical IQ and RelPro. We're live on LinkedIn every Thursday at noon Eastern Time, helping bankers turn connections into conversations. Don't miss an episode. Visit themodernbanker.com/TMB podcast. Leave us a review if you would. You can also listen to this program and the new Jack Grants with Modern Bankers on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, and iHeartRadio. We're on YouTube as well. Subscribe at youtube.com/@themodernbanker. Finally, don't forget, make today and every day a great client day.